Number 5. Listen again to part of the passage. Then answer the question.
Well, let's say you decide that there are two major issues. Then one person could introduce the presentation, give an overview, you know, and a second person could discuss one issue and its solution, and the third person could discuss the second issue and its solution, and the fourth person could summarize it all. Or maybe you decide that there are three issues, and three of you present issues and solutions, and one person introduces and summarizes the presentation. Or maybe two of you present issues and the other two of you discuss possible solutions.
Why does the professor say this?